It's Monday, September the 14th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavid.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Cult Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world.
We actually have a special guest today, actually.
Do we?
Anthony Sweater.
Anthony
because
Sweater.
It has so much personality, it can probably be ascendant being on its own.
Yes.
I like this sweater. You guys suck.
This is the sweater where somebody came up to him and said, "Hey, is that what you're wearing to my ugly Christmas sweater party?" And he's like, "No, actually, this is
like,
just my regular sweater.
This is
sweater.
My regular sweater."
So you can, you know, you can take a guess at what it looks like.
Yeah. But again, Anthony, don't worry. As long as you like it, that's all that matters. Just never going to let you live it down.
I paid a total of $15 for this.
Did you want to shout out where you got it from?
Yo, American Eagle.
I was going to say it looks like an A&E sweater.
Sweater? You were going to say shirt.
Yeah, I was going to say shirt, but I turned it to sweater.
Sweater. I got it. I got you.
Man, you're so basic.
What, A&E?
Whatever. You're a basic bro.
I already admitted it.
I thought Campus Crew was extra basic.
Though. What's Campus Crew?
Do they not exist anymore?
I think they still do exist.
I don't know what Campus Crew is.
They're the place that, like American Eagle, only they only have American school names on there. Like Notre Dame.
Oh, I thought Gap was the basic.
No, I guess Gap would be basic adult, but we're saying you're basic bro.
I'm a bro?
I guess so.
All right.
There you go.
Take that, nerds.
Wow. The sweater has changed you.
All these fucking dorks on this podcast.
Wow. No review this week.
We got this sweater.
We've got nothing.
Review this sweater.
Yeah. So we're just going to jump in with... Blavin, you fill me in. I don't know what you picked out this week.
So my pick of the week is there's a new TV show, an anime coming out, called Lupin the Third. Now, this isn't a new anime. It's actually an old anime from, I think, the 70s.
I was about to say, Blavin, this show is old.
But they're rebooting it, and they're making new episodes, and it's all new art and everything like that. And it's for the 20th century. So, it looks really, really good. The animation looks slick. But what's cool is that all of the characters are drawn the same way as they were back in the day.
Oh, nice.
And they all look, you know, the same way as they did in the old ones.
I also heard from a source that it's all new voice actors. Because all the voice actors are dead.
I don't know if they're... I think I'm the one who said that, but I don't know if they're all dead. But a lot of them, I think, are. The only one living is the guy who does the sharpshooter, Jigen.
Okay.
He's the only one recurring, I think. What's cool is that it's all set in Italy. The beginning is set in Italy, sorry, not all of it. But it's starting out in Italy. They're releasing it there first before Japan. But I saw the opening of it, and it's all Italian rap, and people hate it.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah. So, yeah. It looks pretty cool. They used to watch it a lot in my neighborhood when I was back in the Philippines, but I never really understood it because there's a lot of adult humor and stuff, so I didn't really get why it was... I was too busy watching G Gundam, so...
Woo! Robots!
So, yeah. I'm excited for this. I don't know if you guys have ever seen or watched the show.
I watched...
Or seen about the
I character. Watched the original dub.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was on... Like, at the time, I had like a... channel package with my cable and I got like this, not the Cartoon Network, but I got something that just played anime. Mm-hmm. So I'd watch Lupin the Third.
Yeah, it was
really
you like
good.
It?
Yeah, it was really good. It's really clever.
Yeah. He actually did Lupin was actually in a Studio Ghibli movie. Did you guys know that?
No.
Nope.
There was one with him called Castle of Cagliostro, and yeah, he was I think directed by the guy who did Studio Ghibli. And yeah, it's basically Studio Ghibli meets Lupin. So
like Miyazaki or his son?
Yeah, Miyazaki. Oh, wow. Yeah, so it's one of the first things he did, I think. So
oh, that's cool.
It's a really, really cool movie if you want to watch kind of like a Ocean's 11 type movie. There's that. And he also has a crossover movie with, which I think is one of my favorite anime movies, with Detective Conan.
Oh, wow.
So like he's the master thief and he's a master detective, right?
Yeah.
So they just play off each other. It's so funny.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, it's actually really, really funny. Because, like, at one point, Lupin's using the old trick where you put you tie, like, money onto your hand. So you put it in the machine and you pull it out.
Yeah.
And then Conan's like, you know you shouldn't steal, mister, but they know who they are. And so it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
It's like a battle of wits between them, you know? So, yeah.
I feel like if I watched Lupin when I was a kid, I would love it. But I would never did. And now I have no interest to go back.
Of course not.
Because I'm more into that New Age stuff.
Yeah, New Age?
That Phoenix Wright cross Layton. Like, that's more my jam.
Is that an anime?
I think so. That must be an anime, right?
No, it's a video game.
No, 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 it's an anime.
Oh, they're coming out with anime? Cool.
I don't know.
You don't know? Then stop. This spell, it's just a video game, dude.
Sure, whatever.
And man. Apparently it's not that good.
Whatever, man. I'm more into the idea of those two. Oh, okay. I like the idea of that game.
All right.
Cool.
I understand. No, I'm good. No, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Where are we going? Anthony, what's your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is a new character for Street Fighter V. The new character is... It's an original character. His name is Rashid. And he's from the Middle East. And he plays... he's kind of like a striker. Like a really offensive character. A lot of like different types of mix-ups and stuff. So making your opponent guess. But his whole gimmick is that he can control the wind. So
what?
Yeah, so he can like kick tornadoes... or he can use the wind to push him across the screen and do like he pretty much does a dragon kick like off a wall, like you know how Vega does the whole screen dive, mm-hmm. but he does it with like a dragon kick.
Oh,
his ultra, like he basically turns the bottom half of him into a tornado, and then hits you while he's just like standing like a genie on the top half of the tornado with his arms crossed, being like ha ha ha.
Like Taz,
kind of like Taz.
Tasmanian Devil,
yeah, Taz the Tasmanian Devil. And he looks pretty cool. Like, there's not much information I can get from, like, I could gather from the initial release trailer like there was with Armika.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the style, it seems like he's the kind of character you would need to see in an actual match before you can kind of get the feel for
him. Oh, so they didn't even show matches? They're just
showing... No, they just show, like, a bunch of clips of different moves, right? That's how they usually do character reveals. But the way Armika plays is like she's a grappler, so you can kind of imagine the setups. Yeah. But with more striker type characters, it's kind of harder to gauge how their gimmick will be used effectively without actually seeing a real match and seeing it in motion and not just like kind of stock footage.
Does he look fast, slow?
Oh, he's really fast. Like it's the whole thing is like he can use the wind to push himself across screen really fast.
Okay.
Or to speed up his attacks and stuff. So,
because I'm all about the fast characters.
Yeah, it's wind and parkour are his gimmicks.
Oh, this guy sounds awesome.
Yeah, so he's like jumping over people. He's doing like, he'll run up to you, and he did this one thing where he was gonna like a faint dash pretty much.
Mm.
And then he did a backflip a little bit backwards and a normal move of his opponent's whiffed.
Mm-hmm.
And then it ran back in for the counterattack.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of do stuff like that. Almost, if you played Street Fighter 4, Dudley, he has a move called Short Swing Blow, where he'll duck backwards and then come back forwards again and punch you. So it's right. Like he'll get out of the way of an attack and then come back and hit you again.
Okay.
But yeah, it's in a new original character. I think there were only supposed to be 2 or 4, I forget.
Original
characters.
Have they revealed the amount of characters?
They have, but I cannot remember the number.
Is it like in the 20s, 30s?
No, I think it's just under 20.
Oh.
Like 16, 18, I want to say.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. Yeah,
and then they have the whole plan of, like, this will be the only Street Fighter you ever have to buy.
Bullshit.
And then it's like, you get the in-game money, and then you can buy characters with in-game money, or you can spend real money on Zenny, and then use that Zenny to buy stuff that comes later.
Mm.
So you can buy stages, costumes, new characters, and stuff like that.
Here's a question. How many of the classic characters do you think you'll have to buy?
It depends how heavy DLC-wise they go with this, I guess. Like, any character that is not in this game right now, or by the time it releases, you will have to buy. So there's a whole backlog of... Like, if you remember Street Fighter Alpha 3 for the PSP,
mm-hmm.
like, there were, like, 50 characters in that game.
I mean, I'm not talking about, like, extended universe. I'm talking, like, classic core Street Fighter characters.
Mm.
Like, what if you popped up the game and, like, you didn't have Sagat because you have to buy him?
You know what? I could totally see that, because I don't think they've revealed Sagat, have they?
No.
No, they haven't revealed Sagat. Like, there's no Dalsim.
Nope.
I don't think I've seen Blanca.
Yeah.
Have
you seen Zangief?
Is he? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
So yeah, like it could be like they could bring those. Like I bet they would want a couple of those classics to be behind a paywall,
which would suck,
so they can get you. But I don't know. I'm at this point, I'm not really looking forward to the new or the old Street Fighter characters. Like I've kind of had enough. Like I want to see the characters I haven't seen in a while. Like I want to play as Ingrid.
Okay.
Who like was only in Street Fighter or no Capcom Fighting Evolution.
Mm.
And stuff like that, like the weird characters.
And this game is scheduled October?
Next year. Next year.
Next year?
Like March?
Yeah, March next year.
Fuck. Six months away.
Yeah, it's still a while.
Jeez.
But man, we got games to play. It's okay.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Street Fighter's my summer game. I just get lost in Street Fighter.
Okay. Well, cool. Street Fighter. Wait, are you gonna pick up the new Street Fighter?
Probably not. I don't play fighting games.
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
That's true.
My brother might.
No, he won't.
He'll school you again.
He's only into the anime games now.
He actually is so anime. You know what he bought the other day?
Tell me.
Did he buy the new Miku game?
Yes.
Oh, gross.
Oh my god, it's amazingly gross.
Oh wait, did you guys download the Love Live game for your phone?
Nope.
The mobile Love Live game?
Nope.
It's like a rhythm game, and then you can like recruit girls into your Love Live troop.
So you downloaded it?
No, my friend was playing it yesterday.
Come on. You're the guy talking about Galgun?
I don't have it here. I'm going to show you right now.
But you're the guy...
How do we know you just didn't delete it?
Yeah, but you're the guy who plays Galgun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh yeah. No, I'm not saying there's like hypocrisy happening, but like, see, it's not in there. Boom, boom. See?
We don't know that.
Galgun?
Like, you're only showing us a folder of games.
That's all I got. That's all that's in there.
For all we know, you put it in some hidden folder.
Some secret folder?
Yeah. So when the girls pick up your phone, you're like, I hope they don't see that Love Live.
Oh.
Yes.
But no, so your brother's, he's all in.
What is that game? Is it a rhythm game?
It's a rhythm game. Rhythm game, yeah. But they're all chibi.
So this is how you know you're a real otaku. If you look around, like, and you have one thing that's Miku, and you own it, then you've crossed the line. You're there. That's what I've learned.
So I don't have any Miku stuff, so have I crossed the line yet?
Not yet.
All right. But I own Galgun. That hasn't crossed the line.
Oh, you've totally crossed it. You're on that, like, extra weird
line. Like, I've jumped over the line. Yeah. Like, I long jumped over it. Okay.
Yeah. But generally, that is the fine. That's the determining fine line.
My next paycheck's coming in soon.
Yeah.
Double piece is going to happen, my friend.
Oh, really?
Galgun double piece is going to happen. Wow. And we're going to play it. I'm going to bring it over.
Never in my
life. What's it for?
PS4.
Oh my god.
Jeez.
Next level. You got it. Like, so you know when have you played Galgun?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know when like you do the bomb and you single out the one girl and you have to zoom in on the part of her?
Yeah.
Oh, now they changed it so when you single out the one girl, you gotta touch her in the spot she likes on the touchpad.
Oh, they use the touchpad functionality.
They use the touchpad functionality, you know? Technology.
Wow. Excited.
There you go.
Raging boner.
You said it.
Can you not hear it? Audience,
ew, gross.
Hear me roar!
Oh, I wish mine did that.
Oh my god!
This is why we're rated explicit on iTunes.
The excitement, the excitement,
constant growling.
Yeah, cool.
Yo.
Street Fighter. That's what I was talking
definitely.
About.
Yeah. My pick of the week is Apple inspired because Apple had a conference this week. I'm gonna tell you about.
If you don't bring up a certain thing in this, I'm gonna bring it up for you.
In the Apple conference? Yeah. You watched the Apple conference?
No, but like I think this was announced at the Apple conference, okay. We'll see.
So the first thing is Apple introduced a new iPad.
iPad Pro.
It's like 15 inches, right?
So it's like, yeah, something like that, sure. No, it's 12.9. So it's the size of my MacBook without the keyboard.
Whoa.
So it's just the screen.
So word on the street is that this is just a Surface Pro. But
it is.
Apple's version?
Yeah, it is.
What does that mean?
So, like, Microsoft came out with their Surface Pro tablets, which is a computer in a tablet. Right? You could use it just like a desktop. You can install custom programs and stuff.
Yeah. Amazing.
And so then Apple made one.
Well, it's not really a Surface. Because a Surface is, you could still function it as an actual Windows computer, correct?
Yeah, as like a PC.
The iPad's still an iPad. Like, you can't turn it into a Mac.
Oh, like, it doesn't have, like, a desktop interface?
No. Well, wow. The only thing that's special about it is you can multitask.
So you have separate windows?
Yeah, or you could do side-by-side windows, or you could do... They're calling it, like, iPad-exclusive versions of apps, so, like, their version of the iPad app for GarageBand will be equivalent to my Mac version.
Okay.
But it obviously isn't that... to that level.
Mm-hmm.
And like Adobe's even made special programs for it that like,
but it's like, it's probably not everything you would want out of an
like
Adobe program.
Like in the professional world, you're probably not going to use it. Like, it's going to only serve as a, oh, I've already done my work, but I need to look at it in a functional way that I could still change minor things.
Okay. So that's what I was going to ask. Like, I don't know who this tablet is for, because it seems like with like the expanded processing power and like all these like special apps, like a lot of it seems design focused. But I would feel that the people who would be in that position to want one would just use a Mac. Like, they would just use their computer.
It makes a lot more sense when you think about, like, who are the content creators nowadays. Before, it used to be, like, high-level corporations and whatnot, but how many people do you know have, like, their own little startup project or a little YouTube channel where they're making their own small little things?
I know this one guy. He does toy reviews.
Exactly.
It's pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure it's aimed at that market.
Okay.
Like, or, like, rich kids. Like, I know so many young, like, rich, like, teenagers who make YouTube videos or who have blogs and they do, like, art projects, but they don't do, like, any high-end level stuff. It's just smaller-end things to get into eventually that level.
Okay.
I still say, though, at the end of the day, I still think it's, like, eventually there's going to be that crossover point where you're going to want to step up, and this is just that intermediary step.
Okay.
But, no, it looks interesting. It's like, $800.
Ew.
It's nothing I would ever buy. You watch me walk in with the big iPad, yeah.
What, Anthony? Stop looking at me like that. Like,
but the more important thing that they released was this, and this is the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
The Apple Pencil.
Oh, you said it.
Oh, goddamn, the Apple Pencil.
Whatever happened to nobody ever needs to use a stylus ever?
Well, of course they say that. It's always been Apple. That's been Apple's like whole thing. Like, their motto is, they will sell. They will never say anything that they know you want, because then this just puts them in the wrong. And their second motto is, what's their second motto?
Deny until.
No. It's
Are you thinking of the stealing thing?
Yeah.
Of like smart people borrow, like geniuses steal or something, like.
No. Steve Jobs' specific quote is, "Great artists copy."
Oh.
Good artists copy. Great artists steal.
Okay.
And that's always been Apple's motto. And generally, the way they do it is they only like put something out that another company has when they finally refine their version.
Okay,
that's why they're never like at the bleeding edge, because they want to make sure it works. Because mm-hmm. that's
their whole thing is like, I can pick up this iPad
and it'll work. It doesn't have all the features that the latest stuff that our competitors have, but I can guarantee you, I can give this to anybody and it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
But the Apple Pencil, $99 for a nice plastic stylus. How does that sound to you guys?
It sounds like garbage.
That's actually not plastic.
That's what it is. It's a plastic stylus.
No, it's not.
It's got like a thing where like, so if you're drawing on, like pretend you're drawing on your iPad Pro in like a drawing thing, you could like kind of tilt the pencil on its side to do like shading and stuff, and it'll register that as like a wider, like an actual pencil as like a wider part of lead. But like, I don't know what else it does other than that. Like, does it track my BMI?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. It's
but I mean, $200 for that.
But it's cool because I mean, like, I think this is the start of saying goodbye to those. Are they Wacom
tablets?
Wacom tablets. I don't know. I think that'd be cool.
I don't know, man. Wacom tablets look cool.
Yeah. But I think eventually you're going
to... But they hook up to the thing that has the full version of the Adobe program you want.
Yeah, but the professionals don't even use Wacom tablets.
Oh, do they not?
They use the giant, like, 30-inch screen in front of them, and they draw on the screen.
True. Or real artists use paper, man.
Oh, shut up.
Like, yo, if you want to be one with your art, you gotta feel it, bro.
No, you don't. So many artists nowadays just use Photoshop.
You gotta smell it.
But yeah, they introduced that. New Apple TV.
Yeah, I heard about that.
They just made the Wii.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
They made a Wiimote and put an Apple symbol on it. And
said, oh yeah, they have the wrist strap that you have to buy separate.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. So it's the Wii plus Siri.
Sure.
And you can search, you can ask her questions.
So Amazon came out with a thing where, like, it's a thing in your living room that you talk to.
And the
it's
Echo?
The Echo.
Mm-hmm.
That's my old man technology point of, this is too far. Like, I don't want this machine here always constantly listening to me in case I go,
is that how you feel about the Xbox One?
Huh?
Is that how you feel about the Xbox
One? Yeah, like, if I ever get a Kinect, it'll be purely for Dance Central.
What about your phone?
Hmm?
What about your phone?
I don't have, like, S Voice or anything. Like, I turn off all those features.
Oh, okay.
Well,
then you could turn it off for those features, too.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, if I ever get, like, a connect anytime. Mm-hmm. It'll probably be for whatever Dance Central game comes out. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm not using it, I'll unplug it.
Okay.
Like, just to be safe.
All right.
Too late. I already have a lot of recordings.
No!
But yeah, so they made a Wii with Siri and done. It's not really much to say.
I heard they're putting games on it.
Man, is it weird that I'm not excited about this?
No.
Okay.
No one's excited for any of these announcements.
I think a bunch of people are.
No, no one's excited for these.
You're watching, they were just on their edge.
No one's excited for this.
Oh, man. So there was, do you guys watch like talk show, like late night talk show stuff?
Not really.
There's a video of, well, what's his face? Jimmy Kimmel, where he went out to the street and he gave people
the old iPad,
the original iPhone. Yeah. And told them it was the iPhone 6S.
Oh, no.
And got people to be like, so we got our hands on the iPhone 6S. It's coming out end of the year. Like, we wanted people to try it out and, like, do it. He's like, oh, I love the small form factor. Like, the processor's so fast. Like, I'm not lagging. The screen resolution is so much better. And the camera is just... it's immaculate. I love it. It's a phone for the future.
Wow. Like,
and it's just people holding the iPhone 1.
Wow.
Okay, that told you that happened to me at a Christmas party, right?
Did it really?
Yeah, well, no. I gave these kids some of my old DS, like the very first one. They're like, whoa, what is that? I'm like, it's the newest DS. Yes.
You don't have it?
Yeah, they're just like, whoa, it's so big. Like, the screen is so big. I'm like, yeah, look at that, right? Cool, right? I'm like, oh my god.
I'm gonna bring over my SP.
I just sat there and I'm like, man, these kids actually don't know what the original DS even looked like.
Like, and that's not their fault, but like, the people he gave the phone to were like adults.
Yeah, but still, a lot of adults. I mean, like, if you're not into the scene, you're not into the scene.
Yeah, but I was just like, can't you tell it's old? Like,
some people can't.
Yeah.
That just goes to show the timeless look of Apple.
I was trying to avoid saying that, but I'm like, damn it, he already went there.
Why do you think chumps like you buy the iPod Classic?
Huh? I didn't buy my iPod. I got it for free.
Yeah, Why do you think chumps like you buy the iPod Classic?
So you're saying if you had a choice, you would not buy the iPod Classic?
If I had to get any iPod, I'd get the Classic.
Oh! You just proved his fucking point!
Wait, why would I get...
You just proved his point!
No, because it's not touchscreen, and if I drop my iPod Classic, it doesn't just fucking shatter into a million pieces.
No, that's what we mean. Like, that's what we mean, like, it's timeless, right? That people who...
It looks ugly.
No, but you'd still use it.
Just because it's functional. I'm using it for the functionality of it.
Oh my god. You know who else uses things for functionality? TJ. He still has one of those Sony Walkman. And when he pulled it out of his car, I went crazy. I said, oh my god, how many megs can this hold? Like 20? It's like, what we got, like 10 songs out here?
It's got his 10 hottest jams.
I think it still works.
Oh man. Let me continue with the Apple stuff, because we're not done, okay?
What?
So I talked about the Wii TV.
Yo.
Yeah.
The Apple Pencil. Wii. And, oh, they introduced a new OS for their watch. Great, big deal, awesome. And then they announced the new iPhones. They look exactly like the iPhone 6.
What?
Is it the iPhone
6S?
Yes.
So it's exactly like the iPhone 6. It looks exactly like the iPhone 6. Obviously, they just upped the insides. The big thing they introduced is, they call it 3D touch. It looks like their Force Touch for the Mac, for their laptops, where basically you could press in the screen too.
Oh, weird.
What do you mean?
So, like, when you... The screen doesn't pop in. It's not like a click, like click. No, it's pressure sensitive.
Okay.
So if I press on something, right, like it'll still operate, but if I push down harder, a different function will pop up, and I push down the hardest, another function will pop up.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
It's cool technology. The way that they showed it in action, I don't think is all that interesting, to be honest. It's just like, because when you, I think it's on Android devices, when you hold on, or when you... Is it when you press on an app and you hold it, like a little menu bar pops up beside it?
For me, it's when I press on an app and I hold it, I can, on my S4, like I can either move it around the screen, like into a folder, or I can choose to like get app info, uninstall it. And
yeah, but like a little window? Is it a little window that...
Yeah, it's like a little bar at the top.
Okay, so with Apple, it's like that.
Oh, okay.
On a regular Apple device right now, like if I hold on an icon, it's the move or delete,
right?
Oh,
okay.
But if I push into it, then that menu pops up.
Oh, okay.
And they have different functions for, like, yeah, an email. If you don't want to open the email, it just wants you a preview. You push into it. And then if you push your hardest, it'll it'll pop up the entire email.
Okay.
It's cool technology. I just don't see that they've used it in any way that's really interesting.
Did they say if the screen has any give in any way to where, like, you could feel that you're pushing? Or is it just like, here's a solid screen, go hard, hard?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the latter, yeah. So, yeah, that's that. And then they introduced a new color for the iPhone, rose gold.
Ooh.
I honestly think it's the best looking color of all of them.
I just like gold.
Yeah, their gold from last year was cool too, but they're rose gold. Let me tell you, they're rose gold.
Is it like rose?
Yes.
Okay.
But the only thing that interested me was the new camera in the iPhone 6S.
1,000 megapixels!
And this is probably going to be the reason why I buy the iPhone 6S. So it's a... I think mine currently has like an 8-gig camera, 8-megapixel camera.
Oh, that's it? Ooh, man.
I know. So the new one has 12.
Oh, wow.
And okay. Then on the FaceTime camera, it's 5.
Oh, the front camera?
Yeah, and on the front camera, instead of adding a flash, they're like, we're just going to use the screen. So when you hit, yeah, the whole screen will actually light brighter than what you can actually use the screen as.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so like if you set your screen brightness to max, I think it's only like a tenth of what the flash will actually produce.
Oh.
So it's just this massive flash?
Yeah, it's this huge flash.
That's cool. But
you can't even see when you take a picture. Oh, no.
It'll when you're taking like a selfie, yeah, it'll just bang. I don't know.
It's kind of hot.
Which I thought, that's cool. I guess. Cool, man, neat.
My phone goes all the way up to 13 megapixels, so.
Yeah, see. But the thing that they, the one feature they want to, they're really trying to press with their new camera is live photos.
Ooh.
So every time you're ready to take a photo, it's recording 1 second before and after your photo.
Okay.
So they have this really complex explanation, but what they've done is they've made an instant GIF machine. So anytime you take a photo, you force press onto it, and then it'll become an animation.
Oh, cool.
It's not a video, though. It's just it's just frames.
Because I know, I don't know if my Android phone has it, but I think some of the newer ones have one where like you'll take, it's like, it'll take a picture. But when you press that button, it has in like stored memory, like 1 second before that picture and 1 second after that picture. Mm-hmm. And then you can choose between the different frames. But I don't know if you can actually make a GIF out of it.
Yeah, no. So, like, yeah, this is not about choosing frames. This is, it's always going to be active.
Oh, okay. This is just, you took a GIF.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, when you scroll through the photos, it just looks like photos. The only time it activates is when you force press onto it.
Okay.
Which is cool,
yeah.
I guess. Like, I really don't know what to think about it. Like, it's another bullet point on the box.
Yeah, it's a check mark.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But yeah, their camera looks sick. And that's probably all I'll buy an iPhone. That's it.
You already have 6, Vince.
But I need the S in rose gold.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
All right, I'll get the iPad. And the pencil.
Yeah, I'd rather you get the phone.
You don't want me going like, yo, Anthony, check out my Apple pencil.
Oh, I'm like, I hate you. Let's walk away.
But yeah, no, that's...
No, sorry, my sweater would say I hate you and then walk away.
Good job. Good correction. But that's my pick.
Are there different colors of pencil? Is there HB color?
Oh! Is there a rose gold pencil?
No. Is there like yellow with a red tip at the top?
Oh my god! I believe it's only in white, and I didn't really pay attention to the conference when they actually specified how it's supposed to store on your iPad.
It doesn't.
It doesn't, but like I didn't know if they had some sort of like magnet Velcro thing included with the cover case.
I think from what I've heard, it doesn't.
Can you imagine that though?
But again, I didn't watch it. I just read news stories after the fact.
Oh yeah, like I watched. Well, I didn't watch it. It was on the background while I was doing stuff.
Can you imagine? It's like yellow colored. It looks just like a pencil.
It'd be so weird.
It's a never ending pencil.
This is my pencil. Sorry, like.
Yeah.
You know how many times people have grabbed my boogie board pen thinking that it was a pen?
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
But there you have it. Apple's latest press conference. I hope I kept you guys excited.
Yeah.
So I don't know if. I guess it wasn't announced at Apple's thing, but Pokemon Go.
Oh, God.
That wasn't announced.
Okay, that wasn't at Apple's thing.
No.
So Pokemon Go was announced this week, and it is an augmented reality game for your phone.
Yeah.
Where you can use your camera to look around the real world and find Pokemon in real world.
Yeah.
And then, like, catch them and do stuff and play Pokemon, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen the trailer for this? Or?
No.
I believe I have.
Why, is it cool?
It looks really cool. Like, if that is actual like what it'll be like, but yeah, okay. It looks really cool, but I have doubts about it'll look that good. But there are cool ideas like just catching Pokemon in the wild, adding to your repertoire, but there's also like pretty much raids. So like it's like, oh, here, meet up. At the end of the trailer, they had a bunch of people meeting up in Times Square, at the center of Times Square, where Mewtwo appeared. And then everybody in Times Square battled Mewtwo to take down his life bar and beat him. So that's like a really cool idea. But just the way everything was animating and how it took into consideration everybody else's Pokemon who was in the same area as you, like, makes me feel like no phone is going to be able to run this. Or like it's just not going to look like that.
Except for the iPhone 6S, right?
Oh, of course, except for the iPhone 6S with the new upgraded processor.
Yeah, and it's got 2 gigs of RAM, it's ready to go.
Better, higher megapixel camera? Like, yeah. It's just crystal clear Mewtwo's.
Well, of course, I'm glad you understand. You know what else it'll look great on?
The iPad Pro? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you could choose your Pokemon with the Apple Pencil.
And then, like, if I'm just grinding EV points, I can switch over to another app and go on, like, Bulbapedia and check out all
Because you're multitasking.
Multitasking, of course.
You understand the iPad Pro,
and then use the pencil to quickly switch between. Like, yeah. I understand. Like, it's just part of that whole Apple ecosystem. I'm glad. I hate myself.
I'm glad.
But yeah, it looked pretty cool. Like, I recommend just giving it a look. It's, if anything, it's a very ambitious idea. But to say whether or not that will be the final product is still up in the air.
Well, it's next year.
Yeah.
A lot can happen next year. Did they say when next year?
No, they just said next year.
We're going to say March.
It's everything else.
Everything else
Street Fighter, March. Pokemon, everything's coming out March.
You heard of Pokemon Go, confirmed March release. Get excited.
Exclusive.
Yeah. But there you have it. Those are the picks of the week, unless there was anything else.
Nope.
Blame anything else on the picks?
No, I'm watching the Pokemon Go trailer right now, but they don't even show any gameplay.
Yeah,
of course it looks sick, but if it's like
this. I know, right? It looks fucking sick, but like, if it looks like that, one can dream.
It's just going to be like pixelated stuff, and you're like,
one can dream.
I hope it's like original
Game Boy. Yeah, oh my
dun,
god.
Dun, 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 dun.
I hope it turns the world in black and white.
When you start up the app, you can press, like, a direction and a button on your phone, and it changes what color it will be the whole game.
Yeah, that'll be so good.
And then when you're walking around, all you hear is... You're like, come on.
I'm in the middle of work, phone. Ugh.
I can't wait. I can't wait for our retro Pokemon future.
Our retro future?
Yeah.
You've been reading too much Ready Player One, my friend.
Oh, I have. But with that, let's move into our weeks... And you're right, Anthony, I have been reading a lot of Ready Player One.
Whoa.
What's up?
Are you even reading it, or have you been having it read to you?
Read to me.
I knew it! You can never read.
No, I know, but he keeps tweeting, I've been reading this book, and I'm like, no, like, in my head, I'm like, no, you're not.
Okay, do you know why I'm not going to put, I've been having read this book read to me? Because there's only 140 characters on Twitter.
I've been listening to this audiobook.
Yeah, that's way too much. If I want to get half my tweet is gone.
Yo, that's what the new reply system's for, man. Just get a chain of tweets going.
I'm not going to talk about that, though, because I'm 9 chapters away from the end, and I feel like I should save my thoughts until the end.
Okay.
All right? Except for the fact that the main character is a fucking nerd, and I hate him. Anyways.
Yo, balls. Look in the mirror, my friend.
It's different. It's a different story.
Man. Remember, we are class above nerds.
We are bet no.
But I've been playing a lot of video games this week.
Video games?
Like, a lot of video games.
You don't
games.
Do that. I do that.
So I start out my week with the Rogue Legacy.
It's a good game.
Rogue Legacy?
Yeah, Rogue Legacy.
The roguelike, where you're in the castle?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You fight an eyeball?
Fight an eyeball? What are you talking about?
Yeah, man.
That's the first boss.
First boss.
Wait, this is the one where once your guy dies, you, like, get a new...
Yeah, you get the new ancestry. Yeah,
you would play an indie game like this?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah. It was free.
Tournament.
It was free.
Yeah. Are we going to play Unreal Tournament?
Oh,
now? You've
been gone for a while. Yeah. No. I've had this this revelation that I have to accept what games are nowadays.
No, he heard the phrase indie is a state of being.
Oh, fuck.
And then he was just like, it just speaks to my soul. Like, I never thought about it like that. Like, I'm just going to try out all these games that are, you know. I just want to see if they speak to me in that way.
Basically, that's how it went down. Yeah, sure. So if you played Rogue Legacy, that game is okay. I can see that this is a game that you need to put a lot of time into, though.
Yep, and like, that's why I stopped playing it.
A lot of time. I put in 2 hours, and I was like, I can barely beat the first boss.
Well, you beat the first boss? I didn't.
Like, I got to him, and I almost beat him, like, 3 times. Oh, okay. And then I'm like, it's just no. I can't do this. I understand that the more I play, the more features and functions I'll be
able to get. Yeah, because you get, like, all the passive upgrades.
Yeah, so and, like, yeah. You can become this unstoppable monster, but then I'm just like, it requires too much effort. Like, I could see this being, like, a 40-hour game.
Mm-hmm.
And what about, so I put it down.
What about Galaxy? Same thing, right?
Galaxy's different, though, because Galaxy has, like, some sort of progress in there.
Yeah, it's, like, it's got a story.
Like, the reason I like Galaxy is it's only half a roguelike.
Mm, okay.
I never started the very
rogue-ish.
Beginning. Yeah. Yeah. And Galaxy has that weird Macross fix that I like.
Yo, you still on season 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, so am I.
Tough as fuck.
I got to season 4.
You mother!
It gets hard.
Whoa! You must be...
How many seasons are there?
5.
Oh, okay. Like, it's not a long game, like, if you were to look at what this game offers.
It's just hard.
Tough.
Yeah.
Can't get used to the strafing.
Oh, it's pretty simple.
Like, my problem is I take so many breaks from it to where it's like, oh, I kind of got it.
Just don't use
strafing. And then I don't use it anymore, and then I come back, I'm like, oh, this is so hard.
Do you use backflight? Like, flung back?
Yeah, I use backflight all the time.
Okay. I think you should be okay.
Pump that shit in reverse.
I use strafe all the time, just for circle strafing.
Oh. Like, I can't, I don't, I try and strafe, and it's like, oh man, I'll just strafe around. Oh, I ran into the lava. I'm dead.
Well, I can't help you there. But yeah, so yeah, Rogue Legacy was all right. I don't think I'm going to return to it, but maybe. We'll see.
It's a game to where you're like, I'm probably never going to play this again. But you see it in the library, you're like, I'll just put I'll put in like a quick run.
Yeah.
And you play like one or two lives and you put it down. Yeah.
Because, like, okay, so a little backstory. The reason I'm playing, like, all these different video games is because I really want to play Metal Gear Solid 5. But I don't want to pay full price for it.
Okay.
And so I've been like, what games in my library do I have that I just haven't touched that I can go through to kill time?
Transistor.
I didn't like that game. In order to see if I could wait out long enough for a sale.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm playing all these games, right?
Dirt 3.
I don't have that.
That game's really good.
Wait, that's a... Last gen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah, because you played it. Yeah, so Rogue Legacy was whatever. Next, I played Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes.
Thumbs up.
On the PS4. That game's short.
Yeah, no, it's all about the replayability,
holy
man.
Holy shit. Did you buy this at full price?
No, I got it on sale.
How much is it full price?
40? It was 40.
It was either 40 or 50.
No, it was 40. It definitely was not 50.
PS3 version was
39.99.
Okay. Anyways, if I paid 40 bucks for this game, I would have been pissed. Because there is nothing in this game. There's like one story mission and then variants on that story mission afterwards. But it all takes place in that tiny little sandbox.
It takes place
there.
In the base. Yeah,
yeah, and it's in the sandbox. And when I say there's variants on the story mission, it is like, don't shoot this guy, shoot that guy.
Don't destroy this one thing, destroy that thing.
And it's not at night, it's daytime now.
So it's hard, yeah, you gotta stick around.
And then to unlock everything, you gotta replay them all again in hard mode.
Did you get the secret missions? Like
No, because I didn't get all the XFO
the
tags.
XOF patches?
XOF tag? Yeah, patches, yeah. I'm thinking about doing it later. I'm not too sure.
Vince, I don't know if you noticed, but XOF, it's Fox backwards.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Did you get that? And then the Fox logo is backwards.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
But yeah, it's like the main mission. You could probably get through it in like 30 minutes.
Yep. That's fair. It's kind of generous.
And then the credits pop up. And then it's like, get ready for the Phantom Pain. Oh. And then I was just like, what? What?
Yeah, man. Like, it does that thing with pause. And then that happens. And then... Phantom Pain happens.
I thought for sure this game was going to last me like 2-3 hours.
Nope.
It didn't. And I did most all the extra missions I could before the secret ones. But yeah, does that game control exactly like 5? Or does 5 introduce
things? 5 has some just like little tweaks that make it easier than Ground Zeroes. So there's improvements on top of what Ground Zeroes is.
Okay.
But that's the general gameplay gist. Like there's no... When you walk up to a wall, it's all context sensitive. Like you don't press your back to a wall like in Metal Gear 2 or whatever.
Yeah. Because I remember when I asked him, like, what is a control like? And you'd say, like, a modern third-person shooter.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if I'd go that far.
Because it's still got the stealth.
Because to me, a modern third-person shooter is like, if I were to pick up Uncharted, if I were to pick up Tomb Raider, Gears of War, this feels more like, actually, you know what? Even Splinter Cell is a bit easier than this game. I would say it's more like a Rainbow Six or Ghost Recon.
Okay.
Where, like, it's got the modern sensibilities, but there's enough nuance to it that you're like, I really got to read the manual to understand everything.
Oh, yeah, okay. There's a lot of weird stuff you can do on your stomach. Like, oh, you can roll
sideways.
Yeah,
and then, like, it took me forever to realize that the dive button, he immediately gets back up unless you're holding X.
So they fixed that in...
Oh, did they?
In Grendel Gear Solid 5, where when you dive, you stay prone.
Yeah, because it was just like, what the fuck? And then, yeah. CQC can still be a bit... It was a bit confusing to figure out at first.
But it's way less confusing.
Oh, yeah, than, yeah, like, for three. Sure. I still don't like how you have the pressure-sensitive stuff.
That's gone in...
Oh, is it?
Okay, yeah, so good. In 5, it's you hold R2. You can hold it as hard as you want.
Okay.
And then when they're there, there's 3 separate options. Like, yeah. Press R1 to do this, press triangle to do this, and press circle to do this. Like,
is zooming in still... Is it R1 on the controller?
Yeah.
Oh man, remember that one in the first one? It's like you have to hold R1, do this, then do this, and then you can like.
Yeah, yeah, you don't have to do that anymore.
Oh man,
it's
that was
just
a good time.
You holster up your weapon,
yeah.
And then you tap R1, and it goes, it locks,
yeah,
it, like it toggles.
I
and then
really
toggles
hate that it's mapped there. I wish it was mapped on the clicking to the right
like
stick.
Call of Duty style?
Yeah, and I wish the switch the camera behind you was the left stick clicking.
Oh.
What is the left stick clicking?
I honestly don't know.
I know it's run when you're not aiming.
I honestly don't know what it is.
Okay,
when you're aiming.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the only thing, because I just like having my hand on the trigger while I'm zooming, but
okay.
Having to switch, like, that's more personal preference thing, but it's a lot easier than the old days.
Mm.
I'll say that. But yeah, no. Ground Zeroes is a lot of fun. It really only made me want to play 5.
So wait, where did you play this on?
PS4.
Yeah. So yeah, it's some of your, like, when you know those prisoners that you can capture for bonus points and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, some of those guys transfer over to 5.
Oh, for your base?
If you upload your save file. So.
Okay, yeah.
Like, so when you save Hideo, or when you save Kojima, can get Kojima as a person.
Cool. Yeah, actually, on Twitter, I saw a lot of people getting in there. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm still debating if I want to do those secret missions. Like, if I want to go and get the tag.
One of them's pretty, like, cool. And then, like, if you do the reminiscing one, you get a really cool skin.
Right.
Yeah. Other than that, like, one's just interesting because it uses a character from a past game, and the other one's cool because it's just nostalgia.
How do I get the stealth suit in 5?
You develop it.
So that's not like an upload from my
No. So if you, the one that turns you invisible?
Yes.
Or the sneaking suit.
The sneaking suit,
so the sneaking suit, to get the Ground Zero's sneaking suit, you need to upload your Ground Zero save.
Just upload it?
Just upload it, and then when you play 5, download it.
Oh! Okay, I don't need to play this game anymore.
Yeah, and then...
What does sneaking suit do?
It's got, like... So, in 5, when you start off, like, to sneak up behind enemies, like, you have to, like, slightly push the stick or else they'll hear you. But with the sneaking suit, the description said it has, like, padded soles. So make it when you're crouching, walking full speed... like guards can't hear you because
it's basically like I can crouch and run at this at the same time. That's
instead
all
of,
I wanted.
Instead of crouching, like sneaking up, like real.
Yeah, and Snake always looked like such an idiot when he sneaks.
Sneak.
But yeah. So, anyways, I was like, "Fuck it! I'll just buy MGS5." So I went to Toys R Us.
Sold out.
No, they had it there, and they had it there for $60.
Okay.
And I used my 10% off Star Wars coupon, so I got it for less. But they also had Assassin's Creed Unity for $10.
Wow.
For $10. And I thought, hey, this is also a sneaking style game. I will play this first and see how long this lasts me. And hopefully lasts me long enough so that when I go back and find Metal Gear on sale, I can just do like a price match thing, right?
Yeah.
So I've been playing Assassin's Creed
Unity. So wait,
Unity.
You didn't buy 5?
I bought them both.
Oh, okay.
I bought them both.
You didn't buy 2 copies?
No.
Man.
No.
Missing out.
But yeah, so I've been playing Assassin's Creed Unity. I remember this game last year got so much shit because it was broken.
Yeah, apparently that shit was broken
like,
ass.
It was like nothing worked.
You want floating eyeballs for a face?
So. Yeah. But other than that, the game was fine. Like, it was an Assassin's Creed game. So when I put it in, you have to download like a 7 gig patch file to fix everything.
Cool.
But because it was broken last year, Ubisoft gave away like an expansion DLC. So you just get a whole nother city to play with and stuff for free.
Nice.
That's another 10 gig download. Other than that, it's Assassin's Creed in France. It's the first Assassin's Creed on this generation of consoles. And the game's actually really good. Like, when I've had no broken? Yeah, like I've had no glitches, I've had no problems.
Okay.
It dials it back, like I would say to Assassin's Creed 2 levels of there's no more like building up that little city you had before.
Mm-hmm.
There's none of that. There's no boat combat from 4.
Oh, thank God.
And it's back to like Assassins versus Templar. The story is somewhat Romeo Juliet.
Alright.
That you're in love with a girl from the Templar and you're raised an assassin. Mixed worlds, can't cross, blah, oh my blah, blah. Gosh.
But we love each other.
Yeah, but it's France in the revolution, and it's a wicked time period to be in, and Paris is awesome, and they have these cool things where the game will glitch, and you go to Paris in other timelines.
Oh, weird.
So, like, you go there when the Eiffel Tower's already built, like, at the end of the 1800s, and it's cool. But yeah, no, it's, I like it a lot. My favorite thing is, and I thought it was a bit of a gimmick at first when they announced it, but the co-op stuff is awesome. When you have like 4 assassins running around the roofs and you're just killing everybody.
All right.
It feels pretty cool. It's a queue up thing. So you go pick the mission and like Final Fantasy 14, it waits.
Oh, so you like get into a battle queue.
Yeah. And then you just do whatever else you want.
So are those co-op missions specifically co-op or are they story missions or?
They're specifically co-op.
Okay.
But you can do them solo.
Are there more enemies if you were to do them with 4 people? Like, does it scale in difficulty based on the amount of people you have?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay, so, like, if you're comfortable enough getting through it with yourself, like, it'll be a breeze with 4 people? All right.
The only problem is, sometimes you do want to do it. To be honest, it doesn't matter how many people you use. If you're good enough, you're good enough.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you don't want to try and kill everybody. You want to sneak around everybody, yeah. Right? And they're only there to help you. It's just if you want to get it done quicker or not.
Okay.
So that's that. But yeah, no, it's cool. The main character reminds me of Jake Gyllenhaal. I don't know why, he just does. And you know how you could change costumes in the previous games?
Yes.
So this one is, you can change pieces of your costumes, and they're all stat-based now.
Oh, nice.
So, like, I have, because it's the Revolution, I have my guy dressed up with... you guys will know, like, when they wear hats or hoods, you know how, like, sometimes there's, like, this thing hanging off, like, it looks like a sock on top? Like, I have that.
Oh.
Because I'm a revolutionist.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
OMG, bro.
So I look cool.
Stick it to the man.
And, yeah. And it just so happens that that outfit only ups my stealth abilities and nothing else.
That's all you need, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. Because you remember, you know, Eagle Vision?
Yeah.
Like detective mode. So when you start the game, I think you have eagle mode for like 5 seconds and it only covers 10 feet in front of you.
Oh, wow.
Like as a circle. So for me, it stays on for like a minute now and it covers.
Oh, so you can't just turn it on, leave it on, and then.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But with all my buffs, it stays on for like a minute and it covers like 50 meters around me.
Oh, wow.
So okay. It's pretty good. But like any Assassin's Creed game, there's really easy ways to farm money at the beginning and then just have master level gear early on. And that's what I've been doing.
Oh, so you've been doing the thing where you just leave your game on?
Uh-huh.
All right.
And then my nightclubs all accumulate income.
Okay.
And then I collect.
Can you do the Fable thing where you just set your game clock super far ahead and then...
No, you can't. You can't. Even when you go to suspend mode, it'll stop the timer.
Oh, wow.
So okay. You have to be in-game.
Well, that's what they do for Metal Gear. Like, yeah. I don't know if I can... Yeah, you have to... When you're in suspend mode, yeah. It doesn't gain you stuff.
Because it only works when it's linked online. So it sucks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which kind of sucks. But, you know, I've been having a lot of fun with it. And it looks great, too. Like, it's cool because I've never seen so many people on screen. Does that add anything to the gameplay? Not really. It makes it so that it's hard to wade through people.
This guy dropped some bombs in the middle of the crowd. Clear that.
I drop money. I drop money.
You're like, everybody!
Yeah. And or I shoot people. Because that's always fun to do.
Video games!
Yeah, no, it's Assassin's Creed. I wouldn't say it's the best one out there. I think as an Assassin's Creed game, it's probably pretty good. It's a pretty good game. I still like Black Flag the best, but I'll admit Black Flag isn't really an Assassin's Creed game.
Pirate game?
Yeah.
All right.
It is. But yeah, no, this is the Assassin's Creed game I've liked the most since 2. Yeah, I would say that, yeah. But then I haven't played the other ones in between except for 3.
I can't remember if I... Which one was the 2 game that first introduced multiplayer? Was it Brotherhood?
No. It was Revolution.
Okay, so I played the one after that, which was Brotherhood.
No, Brotherhood was the first one.
Wait, what?
The first one after 2?
So 2 happened and it didn't have multiplayer.
No.
And then Brotherhood happened and it had multiplayer.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Brotherhood had multiplayer. Yeah.
So I think Brotherhood's my favorite because I really like the Assassin's Creed multiplayer.
Yeah, a lot of people like Brotherhood the most,
I think. Yeah, I think that's my favorite.
Yeah. And then after that was Revolution. Yeah.
And then
3, and then Black Flag,
yeah.
And now Unity. Okay. And then that reminded me that I'm super excited for Syndicate this year. The Syndicate's the one that takes place in...
Oh, I was thinking about the PS3 game Syndicate. No. I was like, why?
No. Assassin's Creed Syndicate, the one that takes place in Britain.
Oh, yeah, they announced that.
Yeah, with the male and female lead.
I think I'm just over Assassin's Creed.
I don't know. I'm pretty hyped for that game. Oh! Unity has the parkour going down.
Yeah. So when you go down, you're like, woo, woo, woo.
That is awesome. It makes things... Like, now you could just point your person in one line, and you can just hold straight and run, and you go up buildings, go down buildings, nothing will stop you.
You just hold X and then forward, uh-huh. And everything and goes?
Or you hold circle, and he'll go down.
Oh my gosh.
And it's so cool to watch him, like, descend, because he does flips and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And he just makes me feel very, very weak.
Much, in comparison?
Yeah, much less of a
this
man.
Fictional character with infinite stamina and strength.
Yeah, pretty much.
You shouldn't hold yourself up to that kind of standard.
I must. Someone's always better, right?
That's unhealthy.
No, there's always someone better than you.
Yeah, but in the human world.
No. No, I've surpassed humanity. Don't worry about that. But yeah. I'm liking Unity. Blade, what's your week like?
So my week has been me watching one of the old TV shows that I used to watch. Actually, I didn't actually understand it when I first watched it. And I understand it even less now. So I've been watching The Big O again.
Yep.
And I remember the first time I watched the show, I was at TJ's. I'm like, man, you have Cartoon Network, right? It's going to be on there. I should stay over it. And I totally slept through it. And I didn't even get to see it.
Okay, once. Wait. Before you start, what is this show?
So this show is...
Anime.
It's an anime.
Thanks.
With Roger.
Smith.
Yeah.
What?
So basically, the whole anime is... There is a city called Paradigm City. And 40 years ago, a certain day, everybody lost their memories. And this is the... It follows a negotiator, a negotiator for the city who negotiates with, like, terrorists and stuff. His name is Roger Smith. And him, like, battling bad guys and with his mecha, the Big O, and everything.
Okay.
So, it's, the way I like to coin it, it's, like, it's kind of like, like Gundam mixed with Batman the Animated Series.
It's very much like that.
Mixed with The Truman Show.
The Truman... That's an interesting comparison.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because in this show, the reason it's so... It's one of those, like, highbrow, like, oh my god, this is philosophy kind of things.
It is. Okay.
Because halfway through the series, nobody has you know that nobody has memories, right?
Yeah.
And then just, like, certain things start happening in the show that it's, like... They try to explain what happened and why it happened and all that kind of stuff. Like, one of the big ones is, like, one of the guys he defeats flies into the air. And then he just explodes in the air. And then stage lights fall down.
Yeah.
Or he gets drowned in the water. Like, Big O is falling in a thing. And then after he reaches a certain depth level, he just starts seeing massive gears. That look like they're just moving landscapes up and down.
Oh, weird.
So you're just like, is this all just made up? And it's just like, oh, and then this guy's like starts making this metaphor about, like, how if you just clone this tomato, all they're doing is just, like...
If you just clone this
tomato. Yeah, it's just clone this tomato. It's just mimicking the juiciness of the original. And it's like, whoa, are these people just all cloned for, like, some sort... And then the ending happens, and it's even crazier than, like, Evangelion. So, while it is, like, Monster of the Week, it just gets more and more deep, and it just makes you keep asking more and more questions.
About what's happening around the story
it's
being
just,
told?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's going on? Who are these people? What happened 40 years ago?
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I found it very, 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 like...
You finished it?
Yeah, I finished it before. I've just finished the first season last night.
Okay.
And then I'm going through the next season. And, like,
yeah,
a lot of the, like, there's so many cool episodes that I just remind me a lot of the Batman animated series. Like, one of the episodes, the police officer remembers dreaming about watching, what is it, a foreign film where a girl gets shot in a boardwalk. And the girl says, je suis gentil or something, which means in French, like, you're so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But, and he's like, hey, does anybody know what this means? And nobody does. Like, we don't even think there's anybody outside of our city. So, like, I don't know anything about foreigners. And you're like, whoa, like, this is crazy. Like, they don't have foreigners.
Yeah.
And then he meets her again. And then the whole scene plays out, like, in the movie. And it's like, did this really happen to him? Or is this, like, just part of the... And it's just like, what is going on? This is so crazy. I just love it. I just love all this stuff.
That sounds really cool.
It's really, really cool. It's
really cool.
And, like, his partner is Dorothy, so she's...
Dorothy! That's her name! Yes!
Yeah,
okay.
She starts out
as... She has the bob?
She's the bob cut. Yeah. She's an android.
Yes!
And
yeah.
He has a butler that's basically Alfred.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just... His car is basically the Batmobile. Like, when he leaves it out in, like... What is it? Unprotected territory, like, in the graffiti thing. It, like, has metal all over its... It just... It props itself up, the car. And then the wheels get, like, metal on it. And so does his windshield and everything. So that it's just all one big piece of metal. So that no one can, like, break into it.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just, like, he's basically Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And, like, the big O, like, what is it? The mecha itself is not super sexy. It's just big and macho, but it has one of the coolest attacks in any anime.
It has, like, this brain on its head.
Yeah, but it has the piston punch.
Yeah.
Where, like, when it punches you, it just pulls back a piston and then punches you.
Oh.
And then the piston goes and then just, the air just breaks your face.
Oh, like a pile bunker.
That's yeah, cool. It's so sick. And... But then you start realizing that he's, like, one of three, and, like, there used to be more of them, and it's pretty
like
sick.
Like, the Big Fowl?
Yeah, he's the one for the air.
Yeah.
And then
I can't remember. I can never remember.
No, Big Fowl is for the one for the water, and then Big Duo is the one for
the
air.
Duo, yes.
And it's just,
Duo.
Like, when these things get introduced, it's like, what the hell? Like where did these come from? Like, and they even say, it's like, hey, do you remember the time when you didn't know how to maintain this thing? It's like, not really, actually. It's like, I guess when I'm around it, I know what to do. And it's like, do you know how to pilot it? It's like, yeah, I just step in, and I know what to say, and I know what to do. And, like, even in the robot, when it comes in, it's like, cast in your name, you're not guilty. And it's like, what does that mean? And it's just like, what does all this mean? And then one of the guys dies because it says, you're guilty. And it just kills him. And it's just like, what is going on? And it's just, I don't know. I just love it. It's just so sick.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good anime.
The ending is so sick. Like, it left people with so many questions. And people got mad. But then, like, there's so much discussion you can have. And if you guys have watched it, and like
those kind of endings, even in movies, are always really fun. Like, that's why people like Inception so much. It's
yeah.
Like, oh, did it topple or did it keep spinning? Like,
yeah. So if you guys ever watch it, or if you watch it, like, I'm be happy to discuss it because there's so much to discuss about that show.
I still gotta finish the second season.
Yeah, the second season is where they upped the animation budget, but also like Roger got a little silly. But it's way more action in the second season.
Yeah,
it's just nuts. Oh, I love it. Oh, God. The show's so good.
Yeah.
The soundtrack is sick because it's all jazz and noir. Like, just everything about it is just so, so noir and, like, mystery and murder mystery. And it's just, oh, it's so
right.
Sick.
Yeah.
The robot fights are pretty ham-fisted in.
Yeah.
But whatever. I love Big O. So.
Yeah.
He's, like, one of my favorite robots.
Yeah. What do you call it? I have a friend who watches a lot of anime.
Yeah.
And we generally have always opposing opinions.
Yeah.
Like, he hates everything that I love.
Wait, you've watched The Big O?
Yeah, I watched the first season.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, it's sick.
And so every time I have a recommendation for him, he'll never listen to me.
Okay.
Because he hates everything I love.
Yeah.
And I don't know, this guy's crazy. I mean,
yeah.
He doesn't like Gurren Lagann. Or I'm like, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Anyways, another friend told him to watch The Big O.
Yeah.
And he's like, I fucking love this show. I'm like, I hate you. I hate you, man.
Because he loved it, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I told you, like, you would like it if it's... Because, yeah, you're right, The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Did you finish it?
Batman, the animated series.
Do you remember the ending?
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, but do you remember it, though?
Yeah.
Were you like, whoa, what is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Throughout the whole series, weren't you just like...
I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, but there's so many questions and they're so interesting that you want to answer them, right? It's like, but they never give you any answers.
I know.
Kind of, but like you just sort of allude to it and you make your own things and you're like, man, that's so crazy, you know?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
You just want the answers.
I think that's what the ending goes for, right?
Yeah.
I wanted the answers.
But like it really ups the tension because you're like, man, is that actually what happened? Or like, it's just nuts.
Like, it was good though.
Like one of the episodes is like him waking up where the time was before the 40 years,
mm-hmm.
and only he knows. And you don't know if it's a dream or if it's whatever, but it's so sick because it's like, oh, fuck. Like, that's what it was like before. Like, it's just like, man, I never even thought about that, you know? And, like, you just get all these little hints that you're like, oh, that was from the last episode or before. Like, cool. It's nuts. Yeah, I don't know. I like it a lot.
Sounds like Lost.
It sounds like a show where if you watch it a second time, like, more things would make sense
after. Yeah, absolutely. Canon. Absolutely.
Sure, but like, you will be no closer to the answer, though.
Yeah, well, that's the, like, I don't know. The movie I always come back to with stuff like this is Donnie Darko.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's somewhat of an answer at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
But there's still so many questions.
Yeah.
And then when you watch Donnie Darko a second time and you're like, oh, this thing happened at the beginning.
Yeah.
Where this was like, oh, like that, why he's there makes sense because I know what happened in the future, right?
Yeah, man. I'd really recommend. I mean, everybody here has watched it. So yeah, if you think it's cool, like, give at least the first, like, 3 or 4 episodes a watch.
Because at that point, you won't be able to stop.
Yeah, it's really good. I really, really like it. And, like, there's just so many little things about it. Like, at the end, like, whenever they get the next episode, it's always a phone ringing and somebody picking it up. And then some dude saying the next, like, thing. And he says it in such a weird way that it's like, who is that? Mm. It's just, I don't know. It's just everything about it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I also watch another anime. It's another robot anime called Die Guard.
You watch this? This old show?
Oh my god, I watched like 2 episodes. Oh, wait, man. Do you know what this is about?
I know, it's the one with the robot with the long arm things.
Long arm things?
Like he's a red robot, right?
Yeah.
But his like attacks are, his arms like extend?
No. I don't think that's what we're thinking of. Gadgard? Is that Gadgard?
Oh, I don't know.
So Die Guard is basically, they have a robot that was supposed to fight aliens, but then aliens never came. So they just
have a robot.
Yeah, so they just have a robot that's like a amusement park thing. And then it's run by office people.
Oh, that one.
Oh my god, it's so funny. Me and Blaze were howling. Because it's like, do you have authority to launch this robot? It's like, no. It's like, you know how much fuel this is going to cost? We're going to go bankrupt. It's like, trust me, we're not going to break the robot. They totally break the robot. The guy like goes, I don't have an attack. He's like, dude, just throw your arm. He's like, yes, rocket punch. He just throws out his arm, just throws it at the thing. He's like, it killed it. Sick. And like, it's like, hey, is that a giant drill for a robot? It's like, who comes up with these things? And it's just some, like, otaku girl. And they put it on, and it's like, oh, sweet. It's, like, spinning. And, like, oh, it's rocket powered. I can't control it. It's just, like, going all over the place. They're just, like, hitting themselves with it. It's so funny.
Yeah, I heard, like, you told me about this one before. It's, like, the office people run this robot.
Yeah.
But then, like, they have to deal with the repercussions.
Absolutely.
Like, if there was a kaiju fight, and then you destroyed a building, they were responsible for repairing that building.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Okay. Yeah, I thought that was funny. It was a change of pace from the Big O, but I don't know. I just thought it was just funny that they have to, like, worry about all these considerations. Wow. Like, all the paperwork, all the stamping for, like, you know, yeah, you can launch it. So, yeah. So, that one, though, I'm not really too high on. I think it's just, like, a funny thing. But, like, yeah, the Big O is what I've been watching, and I can't stop watching it. It's just amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
yep, that has been my week.
Cool. I think Anthony's going to close it up with manga?
Well, I'm going to close it up with video games and manga.
Okay.
So I've still been playing Metal Gear.
Of course.
I'm not going to talk about any spoiler things, but I think I'm close to the end of the story-wise.
Okay.
But I did unlock the forward operating bases, so the multiplayer portion of that game. So, just to clarify some stuff that I said last week. So it, with these forward operating bases, they also have a single player bonus with them. Okay. So not just that you get more resources, but it also gives you more more recruitment space. So when you're upgrading your base, right, you can upgrade it to hold more people or to process stuff faster. But if you have a forward operating base, that just gives you a bonus across the board. Right, and so you just get a bunch more slots to bring in more people so your factory could pump out more shit.
Yes.
What you would have to do is you have to put, there's a new, so I told you there was a combat team, like intel team and stuff like that. There's a new one that opens up called the security team.
Yeah.
And those are the people that you put in that base to defend it. And also, depending on your security team level, you can get security gear. So you can get like infrared lasers, you can get gun cameras, you can get drones that fly around the outside of your base trying to find people and stuff like that. And then those all help protect your base and stop the person from stealing all your stuff.
Right.
The only problem with this is every time I've ever tried to attack a base or defend my own base to actually experience the playing part of the multiplayer.
Wait, DC.
The server crashes.
Yes! Yes!
Right? So the server is, like, I'll be loading in, like, in my iDroid menu, and I'll just be waiting, and it's like, oh, cannot connect to server. And then it's like, oh, okay, and then I can't log in again. I can't connect to online again. And then after a couple hours, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll go into online mode. It's like, oh, you lost this. And I'm like, oh, well, come on. Like,
well, I mean,
it's in, not. Oh, okay, sorry.
Well, in reality, though, like, whose fault is this?
Konami's you. Fault.
No, no, it's yours.
My internet's immaculate.
No, because you're trying to play this broken, obviously broken multiplayer.
The thing is, though, is that
you opted into no, this.
To create the forward operating base is a story mission. So, like, I don't know if there's a way for me to turn it off.
Yeah.
Or for a way for me to have not done that.
Okay.
But, like... It just seems like there was no option for me if I wanted to play purely offline. Because the thing is, once you make that base, you're on the grid, right? And so even if you're playing in offline mode, people can still attack you. And then what happens is the next time you log into online mode, it'll sync... your single player game with the server version of your game and be like, oh, these people attacked you and you lost this much.
Well, can you do the same to other people?
You can if I could actually connect to someone to attack them. It's not super devastating because what they steal is unprocessed materials.
Okay.
So when you get materials off of the battlefield, they're unprocessed and it takes your base development team time to process them into raw materials so you can use them. So you're not losing stuff. Like, it's not like they're stealing straight from your wallet. They're stealing from, like, your trust fund. Like, this is like you have a big pile of shit over here and they're taken from the mountain rather than taking from the small hill that you have. Okay. And so that I just want to update on that and to clarify the FOBs that I talked about last week.
FOB.
Then I've been playing more Diablo. I finally perfected, like, I have my monk set. Also to clarify, I said something's wrong with the explanation of powers. So in the set I'm using is that every time, when you use your seven-sided strike, every hit hits for the total damage it would have done normally. So you're doing 7 hits worth of damage each hit 7 times.
Oh.
Right. And then unless you have this other item, which I have, which is like your 7-sided strike does an additional 7 strikes.
Oh.
Right. And then you kind of get all these, different items that help on top of the set. With the set also, if you hit someone with it, that has exploding palm on them, it detonates that exploding palm. Right? And it applies... But then there's another item that it says when an enemy gets hit with the explosion of exploding palm, it applies exploding palm to that enemy. So what happens is you just target one dude in a group with exploding palm. Sure. You hit 7-sided strike. Exploding palm happens, and it sets off a chain reaction of explosions, and then the whole mob has exploding palm on it.
Okay.
And if you're strong enough, it's like you see like a mob of like 50 dudes,
yeah,
and they're just all full health. You tag one guy and it's like boom, 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 and everyone just explodes and flies away, and it's really satisfying.
Are they all dead or no?
Yeah, they all die, and it depends on your difficulty. Like I can handle up to torment 8 right now. 9 and 10 I still have, or I 9 is like it takes some time for me to kill them. I don't just insta give them.
Yeah.
And then 10 I haven't unlocked yet. But I've just been going through that and, like, perfecting that set. And that's been really fun, too. Because you can play, like, just, like, 30 minutes of that game and get somewhere.
Nice.
Like, you get an item to help you go farther. And then the last one is I brought manga. So I've talked about it before on the show. It's a manga I really like called One Punch Man. It's by the artist who did Eye Shield 21. His name is Yusuke Murata. And the story is by this guy called One, and that's his artist name, I guess. So One Punch Man started off as a webcomic that was really crudely drawn. It's just the story was kind of really funny. It's about a guy who was fed up finding a job, and he remembered as a kid he always wanted to be a hero. So he trained, quote-unquote, as hard as he could for 3 years by running and doing push-ups. every day. And he trained so hard that he went bald, but now he has, like, insurmountable power, and he can defeat anything in one punch.
Okay.
And it's a comedy about him dealing with all these this whole superhero organization, and the fact that he hasn't had a real fight that's been thrilling for him in years, and stuff like that. The artist who does Eye Shield 21 is really good. Like, the art in this manga is insane. But sometimes they use the fact that Saitama is just, like, this goofball, where they would draw him really badly, or badly in comparison. And so you kind of get, like, this juxtaposition between this villain who's just, like, decked out. You see every little vein and detail on his arm. And then it's just, like, this 2D dude, like, ugh, I gotta fight you again? Like, I don't care. And stuff like that. There's a lot of visual gags in this show. The other reason I bring it up is because there is an anime coming out soon.
Oh, okay.
So I definitely recommend people check this out. So if you are interested in buying it, Shonen Jump did release the first two volumes in English at the same time. So you can kind of just go to Chapters and pick it up off a shelf and read it, see if it's funny.
How many volumes are there?
Right now in Japan, I think there's like 8 or 9, but it's still ongoing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And yeah, so there's an anime coming out of One Punch Man. And so you get to see all, like, the epic fights. A lot of stuff is sent on, like, grandiose scales, but then it's the comedy of this little dude just... it doesn't matter how big you are, how strong you are, he just comes in and goes, boom, just knocks you out. There is more to the story than this guy just beating everybody. Like,
I hope so.
There is a lot more to the story than that, but I don't want to ruin it, pretty much.
Is there a one-kick man?
No, there is not a one-kick man. That's probably, like... I bet if I read the webcomic, there's probably something in there, maybe. Because the webcomic's way farther, and okay. So I think they might have stopped the webcomic because they're going to do it in this manga format.
Mm.
But, yeah, the webcomic is much farther than the manga is even right now. So okay. If you really want to kind of see ahead of the story, you can find the webcomic on, like, scan sites and stuff.
Makes sense.
I really enjoy it, and the art's fantastic, so...
Cool.
I recommend everybody check it out if you're in for, like, a comedy type thing, action comedy.
Do you know when this anime is coming out?
I believe it's...
Is it this fall?
I think it's already out.
What?
Yeah, like, I think they have the... Like, I don't know if anybody's translated it, but I think there's a raw episode out, like, episode 1.
No.
I kept hearing people were watching the first episode.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe I am.
I see a trailer.
You see a trailer? So yeah, there's a trailer, but I don't know if people maybe were talking about the trailer or what, but it's either out now or it's coming out next season. Like, it's very soon.
Oh, okay, yeah. It is part of this fall lineup.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, check it out. It's really funny. I really enjoy it.
Cool. Sounds cool. I was gonna ask you about Metal Gear, and that you've played, I would say, over 75% of that game.
Okay.
Is that your game of the year contender?
It's really good.
I don't know what that means.
Yes. Okay. Like, I honestly don't even remember what else I would have played.
The only other thing I can think of that you played that would count is Monster Hunter.
What? 4?
Ultimate?
That's last year, isn't it?
No, that was this year.
What?
That was this year.
No way.
Yeah,
that was this year. That was February.
We just played it so much that it felt like time.
Yeah,
dilated.
Yo, yeah, yeah. Like, I was too close to the gravity well. And
no, it just came out this year.
No way.
Yeah, way.
And I know how much you like that game.
Oh, my God.
I think to be honest, I think I like Monster Hunter more.
Than what?
Than Metal Gear.
Bruh.
Monster Hunter is really good.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Especially when you have friends to spend time with in there.
Yeah, where are all you guys?
I was there with you in Japan.
You were. True, we were hunting Rajangs. TJ got an awesome Rajang hunting scheme going on, and it worked.
Scheme.
Yeah, it worked like 90% of the time.
It was great.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yo, you want to hunt Rajangs? I need some Rajang stuff.
At this point, I'm waiting for Cross.
Cross.
I want to jump around and stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so they've been releasing like all this stuff for like all the different weapons, like all the different styles. Have you been watching those?
Or? No.
Like, so everything Everything has 4 styles, I think. 4 or 5. And they're all the same styles, but applied to the different weapons.
Cool.
So it's like they have the guild style, which is how you play now.
Yeah.
They have aerial style, which is you jumping and like springboarding off of monsters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have Bushido style, which is like if you dodge just as an attack is about to hit you, you'll do like a super dodge and you won't get hit by anything. And then you'll go into a sprint and then you can do like this cool sprint attack and do extra damage.
Chess.
And then there's the I don't forget what this one's called, but it's like the superpower mode. It's the power skill mode where you equip three different skills and the whole set is based on you using those power moves pretty much over and over again.
Jeez.
Oh, in different ways.
Jeez. I'm pretty sure I'm going to pick the just dodge mode, and you're just gonna see me roll into shit. It's like, oh, tail incoming! I got this. Oh,
it's okay.
It's like, oh, Blaven died.
So I'm just picking the aerial style. You just see me jumping around.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff looks really cool. Like, especially weapons that you wouldn't think would work aerial style, like greatsword.
Yeah.
You just like jump and then springboard and then charge to level 3 mid air and just come down on them, and it looks really cool.
Yeah, it definitely opens up new weapons to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this seems like they're bringing back old levels from, like, Monster Hunter 2.
Cool.
So, you remember that level where it was, like, the grass fields at the bottom and you climb up to the snowy mountains?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're bringing that back and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool beans!
I think that's... Is that the podcast? Is that it?
That's it. That's cool. It. We're done.
Did you just end it?
It's over.
Oof.
I'm just asking.
No, because he's usually the one that says that's the podcast.
Is it over? I'm just saying. Like, did you have anything else? Oof,
this is good to have a talking to you. Management's going to have a talking to you after this.
We're going to discuss your...
quarterly review.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the podcast. You can always write in at that place.
TNIB.letters@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook.
Look forward to Vince's reviews on us. Anthony and I.
Yep.
Yeah. Remind me to wear the sweater when he reviews me.
Yeah.
Oh, you think that you're gonna be aware of what I'm filming and stuff?
Oh my
yeah.
God. No, it's gonna be hard.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, look, there's no cameras in here that I can see.
No. I'm only gonna use secret footage.
Oh my God. It's like Natural Elements, you know?
You need to like you need to sign this off, man. Like,
not dog.
You can take photos of me
zero
wherever.
Zero consent.
No. But you need consent for zero recorded
consent.
Video.
Zero consent. Zero.
That's what
by entering my house, you realized what you were getting into. You signed the agreement spiritually.
Yes.
That is Vince's, like, that's the tagline for this. Today on Zero Consent. Anthony review.
It's like a hentai game.
Don't worry. I'm not making, like, a sex video.
Yes, you are.
Yet.
I mean, that's stage 3.
We're only in stage 1.
Yeah, if enough of, like, you know, it's one of the flex goals for our...
Oh, you haven't seen my Patreon.
Yeah, oh, our Patreon. Once we hit a certain threshold, team up with Pornhub.
I mean, hey, if that's what the fans want, that's what the fans want.
Gotta give them what they want. Do we get paid for this?
No.
Oh.
No.
Damn.
Oh, don't be a fool.
Slave.
Stay in school.
Thanks for listening. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. Listen.
I wasn't directing it at you. He was directing it at your sweater.
Oh, okay. That's
okay.
Fine. That's fine.
Change my friend.
I don't know him anymore.
Fucking sweater.
I'm the only one that posted on the Facebook thing anymore.
What are you talking about?
Like posting, because usually we're supposed to post our reviews or our weeks and stuff in the chat.
I post mine there.
There you go.
Go check.
What?
Yeah, I saw it. I can attest to that.
The fucking sweater, man. You think you're all high and mighty now because you're wearing that ugly ass sweater.
What happened?
The sweater's blinding you, man.
Fuck, man. It's turning your friends against you.
It's becoming a
that
problem.
That fucking sweater. We might have to burn it.
With you.
Me and the sweater have been through a lot.
With you.
Me and the sweater have been through a lot together, alright? If, like.
Not enough.
If you want to be with me, you gotta get with my friends, you know?
No, I don't want to be with you. It's okay. I'll just burn you and your friends.
You gotta burn yourself.